Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special storm in Eretz Yisrael, Sheyuchiu, and it's what's to do with Shana. As Nechagittel and Reb Baruch ben Miriam. The Rambam writes, Ezu ki kavod, what's kavod? Perek Rav Alach HaGimel, Yochas Mamrim. The one has to give one's parents, Machil Amashke Malbish Umachase Mishel Ha'ov. He gives them to eat, to drink, and clothes them. And this all has to come from the funds of the father, of the parents. And if the father doesn't have money, and the son has money, then you force the son. And he must feed, support his parents. So if father doesn't have money and the son does, so then you force the son to support the father. And there is a lot to talk about, and we are going to go into Derech of Moiri V'Rabi Agoyin HaGadol David Tzak Mantzatzov, and learning through the Rabbeinu's Perish on Hilchas Mamrim, which is just half life of Fela, Pele Plos. Because if Mishnah says, and what the Rambam says, V'Nein La'av, that the Rif writes, and what it says in the Gemara, that Orle Rabbonan Rabbi Yirmiya, Commander Amar Mishel Av, that the rabbis paskin for Yirmiyah, like the Mandi Amar, that the father has to pay Mishalav. It comes from the father's funds. So, quoting the Rif, Veheicha de Raviach Haben Veha'ov Lesle, when the son has and the father doesn't have, Kaifinan Le Laben Vishaklinan Mine Betorat Staka Vihavinan Leavua. The father has, if the son has and the father doesn't, we compel the son and we take from him b'toiras staka and we give to the father. Ki hadarava kafye l'rav nosen bar ami v'apik mine arbe me'ah zuze litzdaka. Like Rava, who forced Rav Nosen bar ami and he took out from him 400 Zuzim of Staka. V'chein Shadru Mimesifta. And that's also how they sent from the yeshiva. That there's an Indian of Kfiya Bitstaka, that if somebody doesn't want to give Staka, you force him to. So too, if the son doesn't want to support the father, you say to him, sorry, Charlie, regardless of whether or not his name is Charlie. And you say, you have to, Mitzad Mitzvahs Staka. Ayin Sham divrei hakesef mishnah shemevi et alif ayin gamken bebet Yosef besiman resh mem shekatav shebein la'av eino chayav liten lo kol mizonotav hatzrichin lo ele kofin liten lo kefi ma shehu chayav liten mitzdaka lefi mamon sheyesh lo. If the father doesn't have, you don't have to give him all of the mizonos that he needs, but rather, you force the son to give the father what he is obligated to give to tzedakah according to the amount of money that he has. The richer, the more he has to give. And there, in the Beis Yosef, he's medayik from the Lashon of Rambam and the Tur who write, V'im ein la'av v'yesh la'ben koifin es ha'av, koifin es ha'ben, Vizan es ha'av kefi ma shehu yachol. The father doesn't have, and the son does have, we force the son to support the father as much as he can. So he also writes, the Beis Yosef, that teras staka, you compel the son to support the father. The Bach adds that if it was midin kibud of va'im, he would have to give him even min glima de al kasfe, even from the cloak which is on his shoulders, in order to be mekayim mitzvahs kibud of ve'em she'em la shiur, that has no limits. So you only have to give him as much as yechayv midin staka. If it was midin kibud of ve'em, says the Bach, you would have to give him even the shirt off your back in order to be mekayim mitzvahs kibud of ve'em, which which doesn't have an amount. It's limitless, a limitless mitzvah. Baruch Hashem. Ayin sham b'divrei habach v'kaner'eh zohi gam ken kavanat bet Yosef. That l'choira is also what the Beis Yosef means when he's medayik from the Rambam, who says that he's toilet im yesh laben. If the son has the necessary funds, that it's michiuv tztoka. Otherwise, it wouldn't be toilet in how much money he has, because even if he didn't have, he would still be obligated to give his father whatever he can, even the shirt off his back, from the fact that it's only lefima moinai, according to his wealth, so it must be it's b'toiras tztoka. Okay, so that is the first paragraph of Divrei Moreinu that we see from these poskim, Rif, Kesef Mishnah, also the Beis Yosef, same as the Kesef Mishnah, the Bach, it's b'toiras tztoka. Vine, Divrei Bet Yosef ve'abach lechora tumuhim me'od. It's really hard to understand what they're saying, because we paskin in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Simen Tov Reish Nun Vov Sif Aleph that you shouldn't be mevazbez on a mitzvah essay more than 1/5 of your money. Ayin sham ubearichut bebiur alacha sham, and it's not a special din. Dafka b'tztaka. Ein levaz beiz al mitzvah se'aseh more than a fifth. Vim kein, eichu chichu mima shekosev ha-Rambam she'enu ela michiv tztaka? How do they prove from what the Rambam says that it's only a tztaka dik ha-chiyuv, because otherwise he'd even have to give the shirt off his back, miglima dal kasvei? What are you talking about? It's a mitzvah se'aseh, and you're only chayiv in a shir of tztaka of a chaymesh. And even mitzad mitzvahs kibud av v'aim, you're only chayiv kefi ma sheyesh laben. There's no special din by kibud av v'aim, you have to give everything. You have to give biz a chaymesh. You have to give only until the fifth. That's a din, halacha psuka. So ma piton that you know that it's b'tavas tztaka because it's only lefi ma'mayna. Because if it was midin kibir avim, you'd have to give the shirt off your back. Ma pitom? Ma pitom? Ad chemesh? Ulich ora? Ad rabba? Punkt verkehrt. Mima shelo eskir haramba, shemidin mitzvot, mitzvat stakahu, ela ketavo behadei chiyuv shal mitzvat ase shal kibud avim, nevo'ar shemichiyuv mitzvat kibud avaimu. Where does the Rambam place this? Location, 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 the three major rules of real estate. Where does the Rambam place this? I'll tell you where he placed it. Inuchas kibud avaim. So it must be b'tavas kibud avaim. Mevo'al shemichiyuv mitzvat kibud avaimu. It's a mitzvah of kibud avaim. And we only say Mishel Av when the father has, and not when the father doesn't have. When the father doesn't have, then B'toras Kibud Avim, the son has to support the father. And that's like the Shita of the Smag and the Smak in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Shevi Abachsham, the Svira Lehu, the Mechiyuv Mitzvat Kibud Avim. וגם כשיצא ידי חובתו מצד מצוות צדקה, קעקעתי חייו ממצוות כיבוד אב ואם. אין שם? So, it's like the smack and the smag. Who hold that the Bach brings? Who hold that it's מחיוב מצוות כיבוד אב ואם? And even if you say מצד מצוות צדקה, it's still מדין חיוב כיבוד אב ואם? Can't say there's no chiyuv kibud avim if the father doesn't have and the son does have and it's only tztaka. No, it's b'toras tztaka, but also kibud avim. And if you're yotzei midin tztaka and you still have another chiyuv, it's kibud avim. You would have to give more for kibud avim. But again, it's still a limit. V'cheinu shitat agot maimoniot kan b'dat haRambam ein b'ze b'bach siman reish mem. וכן הוא שיטת הריטווה והמירי בסוגיה, מעין שם, וכך כתב בדרכי משה, ב-1 הטור שם, בסעיף קטן א', מלשון הטור מבואר, דלם מחיוב צדקה, מחיוב כיבוד אביהם. So we have various poskim, including the דרכי מוישה, the ריטווה, the מאירי, smack, they all hold that it's בתורס כיבוד אביהם, not בתורס צדקה. דלם מחיוב צדקה, אלא מחיוב כיבוד אביהם. That's the way the Darkei Moshe learns in the Torah, and the Torah lights the Russian Lashon of the Rambam. So too in the Ramon, Reish Mem, Sif Hei, he writes him with the Shulchan Aruch, they write with the Lashon of Rambam, Veisho Moshenu Chayav Liten Lo Rak Ma Shemechuyav Liten Litzdaka. He says that there are those who say that he's only Chayav to give him what he's Chayav to give to Tzedakah. And no more. So we see from this that according to the Rambam, Miloshan Rambam, it's mashman as mitzvah kibud avein, and therefore brings the Yeshomrim. Yeshomrim that it's mitzvah tzedaka, and not mitzvah kibud avein. So again, Miloshan of the Rambam. So you see that Rambam has also learned Darkei Moshe. Rambam is learning that it's b'toras kibud avein, not b'toras tzedaka. Ella, the lefize yikshe tuva, ma sheikshe haran, bedaf lamed bet sham, leharash, bereish peah, uva b'mar shasham. According to this, we're going to have great difficulty with the kasha of the ran, kedushin lamed beis, and the shimshon mishantz, the beginning of Maseches Peah, brought by the Bach, and the Bi'ur Agra and Sifkat Yud Aleph, dim kein. Ma makshag makshag mara shama lamandi amar the michel av who miha the neamar kabed et hashem honcha the neamar kabed et avicha ma lahalan bechisron kis avkan bechisron kis. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Gemara asks a kasha in the mandi amar that it's michel av because it says kabed et hashem honcha, honor God with your fortune, with your money. And it says, Kabed is avicha, honor your parents, your father and your mother. So the Gemara learns, just like this Kabed is b'chesron kis, ne'oincha is losing money, so to hear it's b'chesron kis. Ve'im amre bi'amres mishel av, frek the Gemara, if you say that it's coming out of the father's pocket, my nafgalemine, what's the chesron kis that the son has? So it must be that it's mishel ben. And she's like, no. The Bittul Malacha doesn't have to come out of his pocket, but he has to skip work. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemora. Frekt the Ran, v'arei yesh lomar yoter. Why don't you say better? When does the Gemara learn this hekesh, that it's b'chesron kis? If the father doesn't have. And then the son is chayiv b'mitzvah kibud aveim, even b'chisaron kis. The Ritva talks about this in the Bach. So we just wanted to say that it's b'toiras kibud ovein, not b'toiras stoko. So if it's really b'toiras kibud ovein, we saw it's different mefarshim, right? We saw the Beis Yosef in the Bach, hold it's b'toiras stoko, but then we have all slew of mefarshim, we hold it b'toiras kibud ovein. But if it's really b'toiras kibud ovein, that the son has to support the father, if the father doesn't have the necessary funds, then why doesn't the Gemara just answer poshut? When is it necessary to have the son chisaron kis? Really, it's mishel av, but there's going to be chisaron kis when the father doesn't have. And then b'teras kibud avein, the son has to help the father. So the mashmos of the Gemara is not like that, because why did the Gemara could have given that teretz as opposed to giving the teretz a bittul malacha? This is mamish bittul malacha is not chisaron kis necessarily. Bittul malacha is you're not earning, not necessarily losing. It's okay. So your pocket's not going to have the same afterwards that it would have. But here it's mamish chisaron kis. If the less lay love the father doesn't have, you have to take the money out of your pocket. You have to mechaser your kis. So if it's really b'toiras kibud aveim, so why does the Gemara answer the less lay love the father doesn't have? V'chein kashe, yish lanu kushiya nosefet, mehad makshah gemara, from the Gemara's kashe, mima shekatuv, adeichan kibud aveim. How far does one have to go for kibbut aveim. Una gemara kidei sheyitol arniki v'yizrekenu liyam b'fanav v'eino machlimo. The point that the father takes a wallet of money, throws it, vav tesarayim in yam arayim, he throws it in the ocean, and the son doesn't say anything, eino machlimo. V'i amris mishel av. If you hope that the chiv of kibbut aveim comes mishel av, mai nafka le minei. What does the son care? Obviously, if it's mishel av, it's talking about where the father took his own money and threw it in the ocean. So what does the kid care if the father throws his money in the sea? In the ocean, wherever, whichever one it is. It shouldn't matter. It's the father's money. Let the father do whatever he wants with his money. So that's the kasha, mishalav. If it's mishalav, we're understanding that kibbut aveim is only mishalav, not the father takes the son's wallet. The father takes the father's wallet because it's mishalav. So even if the father's hurting his own wallet, throwing it in the sea, the son should keep his mouth shut. Terrific. So the Gemara asks, but if it's Mishalav, what does the kid care what the father does with his own money? So, Yesh lanu b'emet nafka mina. V'harei nafka mina be'ofen sheze kol ma sheyesh la'av. V'al yidei ze yitchayev haben lazuno mishelo. There's a nafka mina in an instance that that's all that the father has. And now, the son's going to be stuck. He's going to have to support his father. So really, you can say that it's Mishel Av. And my nafkale mine that the father threw his thing in the ocean, his wallet. The answer is now the son's going to have to support him because the father's got no money left. Why does the Gemara just say that? If it's true that Medin Kibbut Aveim, the son has to support the father. So maybe we can answer that kasha as the Bach writes. You can look there in the Bach. But it's a kasha. Why don't we just say we're talking about a case where the father doesn't have any more money? But what's more tamua, mashiyoter tamua, is l'mashakatua tosvot sham, b'dibur ha-matchil Rav Yehuda. That we're talking about a case where the father threw it, shezarak av l'mirmei imta, Ha'anshei beitei, di'im loken, rasha wa'en sham b'tosfot. V'im ken, b'lav hachi mayri b'heche timtze, v'lo b'chol gavna, v'lam e'i avshar l'ukmei, b'ofen sheyoter ein lo la'av. So Tosi says that we're talking about a case where the father throws it in the ocean in order to instill fear and awe on the people of his house. Otherwise, he is a din Russia. So it's not talking about a din Russia. It's talking about the machlokas, we have to be machabed of Russia. But it's talking about a case where he's doing it for a reason, to instill fear on the people in his home and his family members. So what do we see from this Taisvis? We see that we make a hechetimsi. We say it's talking about this specific case, we make an ukimta. So once we're making it, it's not talking about every case, it's talking about this specific case. So once we're ready making ukimtas, so let's also make an ukimta that it's talking about where the father doesn't have any more, or doesn't have money afterwards. And then the son's going to be losing. According to the Man D'Omer Mishel Av, just like he'll be losing, according to the Man D'Omer Mishel Ben. So really, if Mitaras Kibbut Aveim has to honor his father and support him, the father doesn't have, why don't we say the Gemara is talking about such a case? And then there's an afkum where it's father throws his last money in the sea, and then it's taka nafka mina for the son. Od tzarich iyun baze, ma shekatvu ha-tosfot, b'kidushin, b'dibur ha-matchil orulei, shebereish divreihem katvu dibedlet leila av, v'it leila ben, chayav. So we have a kasha in a tesis. Tesis writes, the beginning, that if the father doesn't have, and the son does have, he's chayiv. The son is chayiv. And Tosis writes, "Shemishum lo yel acher v'achpiel tztaka." So why is the son chayiv? Because it's like any other person. We're kaifim b'teras tztaka. V'ilu b'amshech divrehem hem evim midivrei Yerushalmi v'mesechet pe'ah v'perek aleph mishnah aleph v'kiddushin perek aleph mishnah zayin kabed et Hashem mehoncha im yesh lo mamon chayav. V'im lav patur. Ubekivud avayim ne'amar kabed et avicha v'et imecha. D'mashma ben yesh lo uven ein lo. Shalmi says, honor God with your fortune. If you have money, you're chayiv. And if not, not. And then it says, v'kivud avayim kabed et avicha v'et imecha. So it's mashma whether you have or you don't have. ומזה כתבו להוכיח דבדאית לילה בן חייב. So from this Tosis gets the proof, and our purpose is not important how, but Tosis proves from the Yerushalmi that if the son has, the son is chayiv. If the son has and the father doesn't have, then the son is chayiv. So what do we see from this? We see from this that the chiyuv is midin kabedes avicha v'esimecha. And that's a stira, what Tosis writes at the beginning. The pshitus, that it's midin staka. So Tosis writes bereish b'divreihem, that it's midin staka. And then Tosis writes vayter, that it's midin kibud aveim. And that is shver. So the chitva brings b'shem Tosis only the raya from the Yerushalmi, so you see from the Ritva that he learns it's midin kibud aveim. Aval harei lo ken katua tosvot shelefaneinu. V'kvar amad al zeh amar shasham, u'barichut b'chidushi amarit. So the Ritva learns it's midin kibud aveim, and that brings the raya from the Yerushalmi. We don't see like that in Tosis. In our Tosis, he starts off saying it's midin stock, and then he goes on to say it's midin kibud aveim. And that's also shver in the Rosh. שבהלכותיו ובתוספותיו כתב להד ישו מדין צדקה, ואילו בהמשך דבריו הביא גם כן מהירושלמי הנעל כמקור לחיוב כשיש לה בן ואין לה אב, והרי מראיה זו ודאי תמידין כיבוד אביהמו. It's also swear on the Rosh, because the Rosh in his halachas and as in his toisa Rosh, he writes להד יו that it's midin stuck, and then b'hemshech dvar, he brings to the Yerushalmi as a makor for the chiyuv, when the father has it, the son has it, and the father doesn't have, that what? That it's midin kibud aveim. So Tosis is soser himself, that he says first it's midin stuck, and then it's midin kibud aveim, and the Rosh is soser himself in the same way. Gevaldik. Gevaldik, gevaldik, gevaldik. והנה, להלן והלכה זין כתב הרמב״ם, עד היכן כיבוד אב ואם, כולי, אפילו נטלו כיס של זהובים שלו ושליחו בפניו לים, לא יחלימם. עד כאן מדברי הרמב״ם. How far does kibud aveim go? Even if he takes a wallet of gold pieces of his and throws it in the sea, you should not embarrass the father. Don't say anything. וכבר כתב הטור בסימן ריש מם בשם הרי, דלמי דפסקינה דכיבוד אביהם, משל אב רשאי להחלימן ולמנוע זריקות עד זריקת הענקי שלו ליה. Wait a second. Wait a second. Says the tour, we pask in כיבוד אביהם is משל אב. And if כיבוד אביהם is משל אב, then you should be allowed to open your mouth to your father and stop him from throwing your wallet into the sea. The Rambam says, kibud aveim goes so far that even if your father takes your wallet and throws it in the sea, shouldn't say a word. Says the Torah, but we pass in Mishel Av. And if it's Mishel Av, you only have to honor your father with his money, not with your own money, then you should be allowed to open your mouth to prevent your father from from throwing your wallet into the sea. And this is muchloch from the sugya that asks in the mandamer mishalav, if it's mishalav, v'may nafkamin alay bezrika saharniki. If it's mishalav, then what do you care that he threw your, that he throws his wallet into the sea? Vim gam lahay man di amar eino rashay lahachlimo af al pi shehu arneki shel ben harei lo kashem idi. If even according to the man di amar, Mishalav, which is the way we hold, the son is not allowed to open his mouth. If the father is throwing the son's wallet into the sea, then it's not shver at all. And we understand, what's the nafkamina? What does the kid care if the father throws the wallet? The answer is, it's talking about the son's wallet. And he's not allowed to open his mouth, even though it's what my nafkalemine, that it's his money, it's the son's money. So the Gemara is obviously understanding that no, if it's the son's money, then he's allowed to say something, only if it's the father's money. He's not allowed to say anything, and then we say, like, who cares? What does the son care if his father throws his own money in the sea? But if it's the son's money, he is allowed to say. So how can the Rambam say that if it's the son's money, he's not allowed to say? We hold Mishel Av. And if it's Mishel Av, then the Gemara is talking about the father throwing his own wallet in the sea, because if it was the son's wallet, then the son would be allowed to say something, as is the mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara's only problem is it's the father's money. So the son can't say anything, but what does the son care? So again, so it comes out that it's mukha from the sugya, that if it's the son's money, he's allowed to open his mouth. So the Kesef Mishnah answers, the o the svira leila rambam de mishal av and afkamina lichabto, aval kedei shelo litza aro, yesh lo liten kol mamon shebaolam. But maybe the Rambam holds that mishal av means that when you want to be mechaved your father, and when you want to be mechaved your father, it's going to be with your father's money. But in order not to be mitzayer the son, and in order not to be mitzayer the father, you have to give all of your money. So that's how the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam. The Rambam says that if he takes the son's money and he throws it in the sea, the son's not allowed to say a word. I we paskin Mishel Av. So the answer, says the Kesef Mishnah, is that you're right, Mishel Av. But in this case, he's not allowed to say anything. Why? Because he's not allowed to be Mitzar, your father. And for that, you have to give all the money in the world. Oh, the hadam, and therefore you can't say anything even if he takes the son's wallet and throws it in the ocean. Oh, the hadam rinun mishal av, hainu midina sheino chayav v'chasir kiso b'shvila. Aval mikom mikom yechsar kiso b'shvila. V'chal mitzvat kibud hu. V'lishna da'ad heichan kibud avem hachidayik. Or, that we say mishal av, is a din that you don't have to lose money for him. But if you do lose money for him, that's included in the mitzvah of kibud. Eino chayav lechasel kiso b'shvilo. You don't have to be mechaser your money for him, but if you do, then it's included in the mitzvah of kibud. And that's the diuk in the Gemara when it says Ad Heichan Kibud Av Ein, that it's even going to be considered a mitzvah if he throws your money in the ocean. And that's the Kesef Mishnah. And I, Madelo Mitaretz HaGemara Ken, Deshuv Asi Shapir, Hadad Heichan, Gam Laman Damer Mishalav. So then why does the Gemara say this? The Gemara had a kasha. And the Gemara's kasha was, we paskin, if we paskin that Kibud Av Ein is Mishalav, so why should the son care if the father throws his money in the ocean? It's obviously talking about the father's money. So the answer is, Ein Achinami, it's Mishal Av. But here, it's talking about the son's money. And like the Tel Kesef Mishnah says, in order not to be Mitzar the father, he has to lose money. Or if he does lose money, it's included in the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ein. Why doesn't the Gemara just say that? And say that Gam Laman Damer Mishal Av, but in the throwing the ocean in the sea case, it's talking about the son's money. So why doesn't the Gemara say what the Kesef Mishnah says according to the Kesef Mishnah? Answers the Kesef Mishnah, De'ein achinami, demand the motive, lo asik adate leflugei b'hachi. You're right. The one who asked the kasha didn't think of this chiluk between a regular case of mishal av of paying for the father's needs and the case where he throws the ocean and the wallet in the ocean. The makshin didn't think of this chiluk. Uman de taritz have matzi leshnuyei hachi. And the Tartzin could have answered this way, but he didn't because the Makshin didn't make this chiluk, so the Tartzin also didn't make this chiluk. He answered the Fishitas HaMakshin. And since the Makshin didn't think of this chiluk, so the Tartzin also didn't say this chiluk. And therefore he answered, it's talking about royal Yarsha. And that's the difference. That's why he would care. Ad kan midivrei hakesef mishnah, v'lichora hadvarim tmuhim me'od. De'ima makshe lo svira lehai svara. If the makshe didn't think of the svara that the kesef mishnah said, and the Tartzin didn't argue with him, so where does the, excuse me for saying, I don't want to be disrespectful, where does the Kesef Mishnah come in and start arguing with Amoras? Saying this whole Nuchidish against the Amoras that neither of them said. And even the Tartzin didn't want to argue with the assumption of the Makshin. Not only that, if the Tartzin really thought this way, then how did he not say this? This would be a nafkamina ledina. That it's aser b'chai gavna. He only says it's b'roi liyarsho. So now it'd be even it's not roi liyarsho. Even if it's the son's money, it's not the father's money in roi liyarsho, it's the son's money. And now like the Makshin holds, that if we hold Mishalov, the son's not allowed to open up his mouth. If we hold Mishalov, then this money must be the father's money. Because if it's the son's money, he's allowed to say. He's allowed to open his mouth. Ma pitom? According to the Kesef Mishnah, if it's the son's, even if it's the son's money, he's still not allowed to open up his mouth because it's you're not allowed to be mitzar your father. So this is a very difficult Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. Uvi yoyser tamua. It's more schwer in the case of Mishnah, in the second teretz. What's his second teretz? That there's a kiyum mitzvah here. And that's the deal. Gadhechem kibbut aveim. It's not a chiv, it's a kiyum mitzvah. Oh yeah? Why didn't the Gemara say so? He says, Hachi doik lashon, that's the diuk. Gadhechem kibbut aveim. That so far it's not a chiv, but so far the mitzvah goes. Okay, it's so meduyik. Why didn't the Gemara say so? Maybe Mashikasav is apnei Yoshua. Or we shoot the Maharam Milublin. Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. Or with Shubat Chasim Saiver, we are there, Reish Chav Tess. The Acharei Kol Zet Sorchi and Tuva. Wow. We are between 17 racks and 37 hard places. אז אני חושב שאנחנו סיפקנו די מספיק חומר כדי לעכל ולעבד to process, and I hope that in the next shir we will continue. We have some more questions to ask, and then we have the Mahalach and Kederech Moreinu Rabbeinu Zatzal. It's mamish going to be pili pili plos, and a lot to say, Rabbi Say. A lot. So I'm very much looking forward to the Hemshech HaDvarim. I can only ask that you please stay tuned. It is going to be super duper awesome. B'li neder, Shashem yiten et ha-moach, et ha-koach, et ha-emtzim, ha-finansim, ha-kalkaliim, v'shashem yiten kol shel debenu tova, v'shenizkor tamid, shesov tavar, kol neshmat, ha-lokim yirav, et mitzvotav shmor, ki ze kol ha-adam. Thank you so much for listening. B'li neder. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.